Hello and welcome to the podcast Truth Applied. Our goal is to take God's Word and apply it to our everyday lives. Let's see what the Bible has to say for us today. Hello and welcome back to Truth Applied. Thank you again for listening today. We're marching through the responsibilities of salvation. Today we're finishing up number 4, lay aside. We talked about laying aside evil speaking. We talked about laying aside hypocrisy, and today we're going to look at laying aside envy. You know, that's something, again, like I said the last two episodes, we've all struggled with, whether we want to admit it or not. It's something we've all had to deal with. We've all had to ask God to forgive us. We've all had to lay it aside. We're talking about laying aside, like you lay aside a jacket. You take it off and you put it away. That's what we should be doing with these different things in our lives. Lay them aside. Get rid of them. Remove them from our lives. And so it says that we ought to, chapter 2, verse 1, wherefore laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking. And so we ought to lay aside envy. William MacDonald, he said, envy is barefaced jealousy. Vine defines it as the feeling of displeasure produced by observing or hearing of the advantage or prosperity of others. It was envy that caused the chief priest to deliver Jesus up to Pilate for death. Envy is still a killer. You know, that's so true, isn't it? Envy is a killer. You know, envy can ruin relationships. Envy can take root in somebody's heart and grow like bitterness and consume them. Envy can take a healthy relationship between two individuals and twist it and mar it and damage it to where the point where it's, you know, it looks like it's unsalvageable, that it can't be taken care of. You know, with the Lord's help it can, but envy destroys relationships. Envy is jealousy. Envy is wishing that you had what they had. You know, keeping up with the Joneses. Well, look, the neighbors did that. I remember reading something one time, and it said, peer pressure for an adult male is watching your neighbor cut the grass and knowing that you better get out and cut the grass too, right? You know, and I say that to be comical, but even as adults, it's not just kids. Well, Johnny has this or Susie has that. As adults, we're guilty of the same thing, being envious. Maybe he's envious of somebody that got a promotion that we thought we deserved. Envious of somebody that got recognition or praise when we thought, well, what am I doing? Is it not worth anything? The Bible said we ought to lay it aside. We are to avoid envying others because it is against the truth and it causes problems. James chapter 3, verse 16 says, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Envy causes confusion. Envy brings about evil work. Envying destroys relationships. So, where do we go from here? Again, like we'd mentioned the last two episodes, let's seek God. God, is there envy in my heart? And if you know that there's envy in your heart, what will you do about it? That's not the attitude that a Christian is to have. Let's ask God to forgive us and to help us. In the moment that jealousy starts creeping back in, let's run to the Lord. Ask help from the Holy Spirit. He indwells us. He desires to help us. And let's seek God's help to overcome envy and to lay it aside so that we can be the Christians that God desires for us to be.